Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift at 7:04. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Bo Morgan making his grand return tomorrow morning. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Now, Hawks preseason kicked off last night. Not the outcome we wanted. Lost to the Rockets in Houston. Final score is 122-113. MLB postseason continued last night. Brewers beat the Cubs 7-3. Brewers are up in the series 2-0. Dodgers beat the Phillies 4-3. Dodgers are up 2-0. And today, the Mariners take on the Tigers at 4:08. Blue Jays play the Yankees at 8:08. LeBron James put out another teaser saying he's got a major announcement today with his second decision. Happens at noon, so we don't have to wait too long for that. Mark Sanchez's charges have been up to felony charges for the altercation he got into over the weekend. His arraignment was scheduled for today. It has now been moved to November. But as far as Monday night football, interesting game. Jags won 31-28. First of all, Travis Hunter showed up looking like Ralphie from A Christmas Story last night.
I didn't see this. No. I got to go back and look at this.
Pink hoodie with the thick glasses. I'm not hating on it. It was just my very first thought when he walked in the building. But as far as
it sounded really close to hating. So as I look for it. Okay.
A Christmas Story is one of my favorite movies.
Okay.
If I could dress like Ralphie every day, I would. But as far as the game, Trevor Lawrence on his birthday had one of the biggest moments of his career. He tripped when his guard stepped on his foot, went to the ground. He got up, though, and found a lane and ran in for a 10-yard touchdown to win the game.
Yeah, and I want to give credit to our buddy Squidbilly because he sent me this, and I ended up tweeting about something else, but there is a tweet out, and you can catch it on my Twitter account, at MPJohnson79, and I retweeted it, quote tweeted it, and it's talking about watching Chris Jones, the all-everything, future Hall of Fame defensive tackle, for the Kansas City Chiefs on the touchdown play. And when I tell you this man does not move, he doesn't move. Like he rushed the passer, did like a SWAT thing, just kind of stood there, kind of thought about going after Trevor Lawrence. And my response was, and I quote tweeted because I said this earlier, the right guard steps on Trevor Lawrence's foot. The left guard cleans up one of the defensive linemen and allows him to score. So It was kind of funny how that all played out. But watching Chris Jones in that play, this is a weird dynamic. He is a future Hall of Famer. I showed Dylan the play, too. He's a future Hall of Famer. He is all everything, all pro, all whatever, Pro Bowl. I mean, but, man, I cannot imagine going into that film room and looking at that play and having to explain what exactly was going through my head and the lack of pursuit and effort I showed on that play. And I know he's a leader of the team. They showed him earlier in the game on the sideline. He, like, throws down a tablet because he's so frustrated. They made mention of it on the broadcast. They're like, Chris Jones. Extremely frustrated. Yeah, dude. Like, if you keep putting out film like that, it's probably going to get even worse. There's been conversations had a couple of times this year about Travis Kelce. It just feels like there's not good vibes around that organization right now, and it ends with a loss last night. That was just a bad look.
As a player, how much flack is Chris Jones going to get? Because you laid out all of his credentials, future Hall of Famer. We know the great seasons he's had and the great player that he still is. What kind of flack is he catching in the locker room? Because, I mean, like I said, you show me the play, and that is just unexcusable. That's just zero effort, and he just completely gave up on that play. There's no way around that.
It's going to have to come from Andy Reid, much in the way the Travis Kelce thing did, where all of a sudden Travis Kelce's like, quote-unquote, trying to show leadership, and he's being loud. And Andy Reid finally comes at him and is like, dude, you're not exactly carrying the torch right now. I would shut my mouth. That's what Andy Reid definitely said to him on the sideline. I think it's going to be the same conversation with Chris Jones. It's like, I don't know what you think makes you to where you cannot be talked to the way some of these other players are, but Andy Reid's going to the Hall of Fame too. You know what I mean? If you really want to start measuring up credentials next to one another, Chris Jones makes a lot of money to go out there and give max effort, and those are the kind of things. Now, you can say, man, he was out of the play, whatever. I don't care. If you give max effort, maybe you are in the play. Maybe the ball comes out of his hand. Maybe he can fall on it. Maybe things change. It's just, it's a bad look, man. I don't know. And I like Chris Jones a lot, man. He's so talented. God almighty, I can't imagine trying to explain that play to Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo, though, watching tape. That was just awful.
At what point do you worry about the Chiefs, too? Because, look, they're, what, 2-3 now? And, you know, obviously they've had some issues throughout this early part of the season, but we know how they have that, you know, championship pedigree. So at what point do you start legitimately become worried about the Chiefs? I mean, is it just a situation of as long as they make the postseason, they're good because we know they got that experience?
I am very worried about the long term for the simple fact that I don't know how much longer Andy Reid's going to coach. And when Travis Kelce has become a shell of himself, and rightfully so. I mean, he's older, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you're going to take a step back from being in that one role. Xavier Worthy is the feature guy in the offense. Obviously, you have other people that they're getting the ball to offensively. But when you start having guys like Travis Kelce and Chris Jones that are having these are future Hall of Fame players and massive parts of this dynasty, I would say part number three and part number four, beside Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, then yeah, I think you got to start asking questions about where the long-term future is. Does it mean they're going to be bad this year? They won't make the playoffs? No. But I think when you start looking beyond that, I think that there's some erosion from the leadership there. And I think that you got to start looking at that and, you know, trying to wonder where that goes to. So I don't know, man. It's just, I'm curious to see what the inside of that locker room look like today.
Well, shifting from last night's Monday Night Football to next week's Monday Night Football, the Falcons have been on a bye week. Buffalo Bills are coming to town. Mercedes-Benz. By the way,
ding.
Get there early.
Yes.
You know
yes.
how the Bills Mafia can be. Please get
say it
there
again.
Early.
It is a 7. It's a 7:15.
Yes.
It's not 8:20 like every other Monday Night Football game we've ever had here. This is an hour earlier. This is not the 8:20 window. There's a doubleheader on Monday night. Listen to her. Get there early because this is not all the way back. You're going to have to fight some traffic to get it. As a matter of fact, don't even fight the traffic. Go straight from work, straight to the Benz.
Period.
You know, and just get there.
And whoever is late within your party of people that's going, tell them it's at 6.
Yeah.
So you can just go 100%.
I 100%.
Get there early.
And don't let any Bills Mafia members jump through any tables. No table jumping through.
Yeah, bro. I'm on board with that.
None of that.
So on board with that.
Now that we have the crowd set, everyone's going to be there. What are you looking for from the Falcons? What are you hoping they have worked on with this extra time they've had?
Yeah, and I talked about this earlier. I want to see more fake handoffs. I'm curious to get Dylan's point of view because I was trying to, like I said, I'm not trying to go too deep into the weeds. Not more, hey, I need to see more gap plays and more, cover two blitzes or like fire zone. That's not what I want to go with. I simply want to see more fake handoffs. And I'm looking at Xavier Worthy last night in this game, and I'm looking at the way they utilized him because of his speed, because of his athleticism. And I kept asking myself, now, granted, this guy's been injured, so this is not fair. But I kept asking myself, how much more athletic is he than Darnell Mooney? It's not that much. Like, Darnell Mooney's a 4-3 guy. Like, he can do some of these same things, some of these orbit motion plays that really stress defenses out. You don't have to hand in the ball. You show you can do it one time, and it lasts for 2 weeks where it's in the back of the head of the defense. And so I just want to see more fake handoffs. More guessing on the part of the defenses we are playing against and them having a little bit of confusion instead of just zoning in on exactly where the ball is going on any given play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was not only thinking when you started to bring that up, I was not only thinking of Darnell Mooney. I know we tried it once with Raven McLeod and it didn't go very well, but I would like to see it with Raven McLeod as well too, because I think he can bring that aspect when you talk about his speed and athleticism. I think he would be good in that role too, as far as like a jet sweep or some sort of end around and things like that. I think you add that to your repertoire if you're Zach Robinson. Just like you said, a little bit more guessing, a little bit more window dressing. You don't have to get super fancy. You don't have to get extra cute. But a little bit of cuteness here and there wouldn't hurt Zach Robinson, because I think you made a really good point. At times, I think he suffers from oversimplifying things for this team and for this offense, and that hurts the again, you didn't necessarily call it when we were talking before after the Carolina game, you know, not necessarily the offense being predictable, but it just was a matter of the offense is too matter of fact. Like, if you see Charlie Warner in the backfield,
good way
you,
to put it.
You know that whoever the back is, whether it's Bijan or Tyler Allgeier, they're following Charlie Warner. It's just too, okay, we see this is happening, that means this is going to happen. There's nothing to throw you off. There's no extra wrinkles that I think could be thrown in there. So more jet sweeps or end-arounds to Darnell Mooney or River McLeod, I would love to see that, actually.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing is, like, I think there's so much of an ability to build off of it. And I actually noticed this, and not to go back to the weekend and act like college football is, you know, NFL football. It's not. But I thought it was really impressive how Diego Pavia and Clark Lee, they ran like a flare pass right into the flat. And then all of a sudden, the next play, they ran like a fake flare and they ran a screen to the right side. And then they ran like the flare pass with a blocker, with a crack block. And then they ran a flare pass where it was like a wheel route up the sideline. And they're just building off things. I don't know that we do a good enough job of building off of the things that we do well. Last night, for instance, Travis Kelce gives a fake kind of crack back block on the end of the line of scrimmage, the outside linebacker, making it look like they're going to throw into the flat. And then he slips off of that, gets up the middle, and catches that pass from Patrick Mahomes and gains, you know, 10, 12 yards. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. There's no reason we can't do that. With the amount of times we throw to Bijan out in the flat, that we can't do that with Kyle Pitts on the end of the line of scrimmage or Drake Leonard on the end of the line of scrimmage. And I know we have it in the repertoire, like he, you know, big word that he used, but we have to see it more. We have to just build off of the things. Yeah. Build off of the things that we do well and throw a little more eye candy in there. I'm not saying go full, you know, Mike McDaniels and Miami Dolphins in terms of the eye candy, but there are just certain things that we can do, I think, that would take a few extra hits off Bijan at the end of these runs and allow Bijan to get those career-high long rushes that he talked about before the season, getting 40-yard, 50-yard, 60-yard rushes that he wants to get.
I am curious to see what the Falcons have been working on. But before we get to Monday's game, let's get you set up with the ultimate tailgate kit this Saturday from noon until 2. You can join Bo Morgan at Bulldog Kia of Athens. One lucky fan will win the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand. Other prizes come along with it. And another winner will take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that is Saturday, noon to 2 at Bulldog Kia of Athens with Bo Morgan and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, somebody had to say sorry. We're going to let you hear that next when we go in the huddle on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.